What's going on, brothers? It's Lamentown with the name. Got a deal for you. It's written title, Sticks and Grass, Part 2. Here goes. So over on Thinking Apes channel, he recently put out a video where he was talking about how he has seen an increase of these self-appointed female dating gurus. And I thought I'd share my thoughts on the subject. So there is indeed a increase of female dating gurus, and the reason why there is because a sizable portion of men and young men are not interested in dating, relationships, nor marriage. You see, this is how the chameleons, the DNA dumpsters, and the 304s try to do damage control. This is how they try to get you to come back to the plantation and continue to partake in a zero-sum game. A game that they rigged so that you would lose every fucking time. You see, they know they rigged the game. But if you don't play the game, they can't get any resources out of you through alimony or child support or free food through dating. So their job is to try to socially engineer or manipulate you into playing a game that you're going to lose. And enough young men and enough men have said, hell no. They've closed their wallet, walked away from the table. So I'm going to say it like this. This was all bound to happen. You hear? This was bound to happen. Because before we had these self-appointed female dating gurus, we had chameleons. And these chameleons would rip off our verbiage. They would spout red pill talking points and try to get a male following. But with enough time, they always take the mask off and show their true selves and reveal what they're doing. See, a lot of them, they're not very discreet and they're not very good at selling a narrative. And they know that. That's why recently you have these self-appointed dating gurus now saying that, well, it's not really a competition. I said, no, it is a fucking competition. You DNA dumpsters and trolls made a competition, remember? You're strong and independent. You don't need no man. Or, I want his job. I want his prestige. But the moment and the time that comes when you have to roll up your sleeves and do some work, you burn out. Or you're nowhere to be found. But yeah, these female dating gurus are snakes in the grass. They're disingenuous. And I know there are a few brothers who are calling it out, and I also know that the bitch-made simps and the psychotic malcontents who cape for these idiots, they're being called out. You see, they themselves know that marriage, relationships, dating is a zero-sum game, but they still believe that you should just man up and play the game and continue to lose resources, which makes no fucking sense. And here's one more thing. When you bring up the fact that they made relationships, dating, and marriage a zero-sum game via feminism, they want to pretend that it never happened. It's more than plausible deniability. And by the look of things, all their shenanigans, all of their stage theatrics are falling on deaf ears. Nobody wants to see it anymore. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. I mean, you know it's bad when even female matchmakers are saying, don't want to do this anymore. These women are unreasonable. I mean, they're getting desperate. They're getting very desperate. I mean, I think in the UK, I think like a few weeks ago, there was a story that it dropped where this single mother of four was using a dating service to try to snag a rich man. And she never was able to find Prince Charming to clean up her mess and take care of her crotch fruit. So she sued this dating agency. And in return, this dating agency countersued her ass. You see, the desperation is real. The temperature's dropping, and these snakes in the grass, they know that. And if they think that ripping up our verbiage, spouting our red pill talking points is going to better their chances or somehow shield them from the consequences of 6 decades worth of anti-male hog shit, then they're wrong. They're dead wrong. They turned marriage into a funeral with cake. They made relationships and dating a zero-sum game for men. And they know they did. That's why the prevailing dating strategy among women right now is extortion. Translation: how much money can I get out of him? How much can I get out of this man for doing next to nothing? It's extortion. And when you tell these self-appointed dating gurus that, they want to play dumb. They want to feign ignorance. That's why no one takes them seriously. No one's playing a game anymore. That's why there's a mating crisis, which is really nothing more than a pick wallet crisis. These things are happening because these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, saw to it to be that way. This is what they fought tooth and nail for. Well, the consequences are here. And they gotta live with it. It is what it is. And I'm going to say it like this. Going forward, for you brothers out there who have eyes to see, ears to hear, you brothers out there who have taken a red pill going your own way, whenever these DNA dumpsters and these walking trash cans come to you and say they are the table, then you tell them this. If they say they are the table, then that means that they're worth nothing unless they're on all fours. That's what that means. And for you brothers who saved yourselves, check this out. You know how they say the 304s for the streets? Well, the trollops who are high bristophiliacs, the ones who chase Chad, Pookie, Ray Ray, and 12-gauge Mike, they're not for the streets, they're for the zoo. That's what they're for. Learn it, know it, share it. Do that, brothers. This is Lionel MGTOW. That's all I got. If you like the video, like, share, and a commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you're enjoying this, my channel, you find the tip jar on the upper right-hand side of the screen. That's the G+ icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. You know it's going to live on SYSBM. As for these walking trash cans, these DNA dumpsters, these self-appointed dating gurus who are trying to get you to play a zero-sum game, give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. Welcome to Versailles. See you soon.